USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
President Trump said he would be disappointed if Pyongyang were to resume weapons testing and reiterated his belief in his good relationship with North Korea's leader despite the collapse of their second summit. National Security Advisor John Bolton on ABC's This Week.
The president has been very clear that he's not going to make the mistakes of prior administrations. And one mistake that prior administrations made repeatedly was assuming that the North Koreans would automatically comply when they undertake obligations. The North Koreans, for example, have pledged to give up their nuclear weapons program at least five separate times, beginning in 1992 with the joint North-South denuclearization agreement.
Bolton says the U.S. government is watching North Korea constantly. Eight Americans were among the 157 people killed in this morning's crash of an Ethiopian Airlines jet shortly after takeoff. Cause of the crash still unknown. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.